It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
After a nearly year-long probe, testimony from around 1,000 witnesses, and over 140,000 pages of documents examined, the House Select Committee investigating the events surrounding the January 6th Capitol insurrection begins the long-awaited public hearing phase tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. The committee's central mission, to uncover the full scope of the former president's unprecedented attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election and stop the transfer of power to President Joe Biden. Details about what to expect during these hearings are being fairly closely held, but we do know of two who will testify during the first hearing tonight. U.S. Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards, who was severely injured that day. Her head was cracked on the Capitol steps, and she suffered a concussion after being knocked down by people pushing back a barricade. And Nick Queston, he's a British filmmaker who was embedded with and documented the activities of the Proud Boys. The committee is likely to screen footage shot by Queston and his crew, as well as other previously unseen audio and video obtained during the investigation. These hearings begin after 2 days of House hearings on our national gun violence epidemic. They wrapped up on Wednesday night with a vote that came down mostly along party lines to pass the Protect Our Kids Act, 223-204. Five Republicans joined all but two Democrats to pass the package of bills that would raise the age from 18 to 21 to purchase a semi-automatic assault rifle, ban high-capacity magazines, crack down on gun trafficking, create new safe storage requirements for gun owners, and codify executive orders that ban untraceable ghost guns and bump stock devices. A separate bill promoting red flag laws passed in the House Thursday morning. But the testimony is and should be impossible to forget. 11-year-old Mia Cirillo, who survived the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School last week, recounted her experience yesterday via pre-recorded testimony played at that hearing.
I told my teacher tonight and shot her in the head, and then he shot some of my classmates and the whiteboard. When I went to the backpacks, he shot my friend that was next to me. And I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and I put it all on me.
What did you do then when you put the blood on yourself?
Just stay quiet, and then I got my teacher's phone and called 911.
And the parents of one of the 19 kids who didn't survive, Lexi Rubio, also appeared from their home in Texas, showing pain that no parent should ever have to experience.
I left my daughter at that school, and that decision will haunt me for the rest of my life. Soon after, we received the news that our daughter was among the 19 students and two teachers that died as a result of gun violence. Somewhere out there, there is a mom listening to our testimony, thinking, I can't even imagine their pain, not knowing that our reality will one day be hers. Unless we act now.
Of the five House Republicans who voted for the bill, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, Chris Jacobs of New York, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, and Fred Upton of Michigan, Fitzpatrick is the only one seeking re-election. As for the Democrats who voted with the Republicans, they were Jared Golden of Maine and Kurt Schrader of Oregon, who you may recall just last week was defeated in his primary by progressive challenger Jamie McLeod Skinner. Ultimately, though, the package now probably dies, as the Senate likely won't even bring up these measures. Instead, a small bipartisan group is reportedly working on a much narrower package that would incentivize states to create red flag laws, bolster the nation's mental health network, secure schools, and crack down on gun dealers that don't conduct background checks. Not good enough. In related news, the Justice Department has selected a team of nine people to help examine the local police response during the Uvalde shooting. The department conducted similar reviews after the 2015 terrorist attack in San Bernardino and the 2016 mass shooting at an Orlando, Florida nightclub. Hey, another guy with a gun was arrested. Yeah, this time an armed 26-year-old man was arrested and charged with attempted murder on Wednesday after showing up outside Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home and making threats against him. The man was carrying a gun, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, and a variety of household tools when he was arrested. Agents first noticed him outside Kavanaugh's house at 1 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday before he walked away and called 911. He told the operator he was having suicidal thoughts and planned to kill Kavanaugh with the gun that he had with him. He was arrested while still on the call and made an initial appearance that afternoon before a Maryland judge. According to an affidavit filed Wednesday, he was upset about the recent shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade. The White House is set to announce today a COVID-19 vaccine rollout plan for children under five. The first vaccinations could start as early as the week of June 20th. Parents with young children are likely very happy right now. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.